This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. It only took one stolen election to go from MAGA to Gaza. The GOP is for MAGA and the Democrats are for Gaza. You choose. Right now, November 5th, which one do you want? You want America to be MAGA or Gaza? Because Columbia University looks like Gaza to me. New York City is starting to look like Gaza. All the major American cities are starting to look like Gaza. Unbelievable. I started to write a column this morning, I just never got to it, but the headline is congratulations to Biden, his boss Obama, Obama's boss Valerie Jarrett, Alejandro Mayorkas, and the entire Democrat Party. You've just turned America into Gaza. Aren't you proud? I'd like to say the biggest news story is what's going on at Columbia. That's certainly one of the biggest news stories. And what's today? Wednesday. I've been covering it all day Monday, all day Tuesday. And believe me, I'll be covering it today. But I think the migrants gone wild on the streets of Midtown Manhattan are right up there. It's all tied together. It's all tied together with Christopher Wray, the FBI boss, saying today, testifying in front of Congress today, and saying for the second time in a month, that they are really scared and really concerned a major terror attack is coming. So you've got Columbia burning as Gaza. You've got speakers at Columbia screaming death to America, death to Jews. You've got protesters, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters on the lawn of Chuck Schumer's house last night. You got them at City Hall. You've got illegal aliens fighting in the streets of New York City. And I'm not talking like in Brooklyn, in some horrible place, Bushwick or Benson, Flatbush. We're talking about in Midtown Manhattan, in the streets of Manhattan, illegals are hitting each other outside an illegal alien hotel in the middle of the street with crowbars and belts and pipes. Anything they can grab to kill each other. This is, New York City is now Gaza. It's a third world country and Jews are unsafe. This is what you've done to America. One stolen election, we've gone from MAGA to Gaza, and now you need National Guard to protect Jewish students going to school. Does that remind anybody of 1960s? Selma, Alabama, and George Washington standing there. George Washington wasn't standing there. George Washington believed in freedom, but George Wallace didn't want black kids to go to school with white kids, so he stood in front of the door and blocked it. That's what these people are doing. You need National Guard to protect Jewish children going to school now. And a Jewish child's going to get killed somewhere in America soon. Whenever I say things, it usually happens within hours, right? Somewhere in America, a Jewish kid is going to get murdered. And the whole nation is going to realize what a horrendous, horrendous mistake we've made. This is 1930 Nazi Germany. We're inches away from this being out of control because people can't understand how this is possible. I know. Because these aren't Americans, these are foreigners. 90% of these people, 10% are ultra-liberal white liberals from America, some of them even Jewish white liberals, but 90% are wearing flying Gaza flags and Palestine flags and signs that say death to Jews and death to America and genocide to Jews and from the river to the sea. And believe me when I tell you, those who are watching, 99% of you watching on Lindell TV are not Jewish. You're going, does this matter to me? Yeah, it does. Because first they're coming for the Jews, and then they're coming to murder Catholics and Christians and Americans and Western civilization, anyone who believes in freedom, anyone, women. Women are supposed to get married at the age of 5 to a 70-year-old man and be his 18th wife. We've opened the borders and let the whole Middle East in. And this is what you get, Gaza. America looks like a crap hole like Gaza. And now you need police escorts for Jewish professors to go to college. And you need a National Guard for Jewish children to go to Columbia. My God. And migrants fighting in the streets. And it's all tied to the FBI chief, Ray, who sucks, who I hate, who's horrible, who's doing nothing to protect us, and him saying we're all scared to death, there's going to be a major terrorist attack. And then that's all tied to Joe Biden announcing, but the announcement that he's mulling over an executive order to give American citizenship to 1 million new illegals before the election. What? At the same time, illegals are fighting with crowbars and belts in the middle of the street in New York City. At the same time as Jewish kids fear going to college. At the same time as they're surrounding Chuck Schumer's house. It's incredible. Just incredible. And Joe Biden wants to legalize 1 million illegals right there. Maybe that'll determine the whole election in his sick mind. But it's really amazing. Illegals, a pack of illegal aliens from Venezuela in front of an illegal alien hotel in Midtown Manhattan, fought each other with sticks and belts and bars and whatever they could get their hands on outside a migrant hotel in Midtown. Footage of the fight was uploaded on X. I watched it. It was truly amazing. In front of the Roe Hotel, one of many hotels and shelters converted to house the 200,000 migrants that have flooded into New York City. Here's a social media post, a tweet. Must be great joy to live in that New York City cesspool between the crime, looting, murder, sucker punching, and now the feral illegal aliens. Just lovely. Just lovely. Another ex-user said, wait till they stop housing and feeding them. That's when the true chaos will begin. And I believe that this is going to stop the election. They don't want an election because Trump is going to win the election. They all know that. Even though it's rigged, Trump's going to win because they can only rig it 5 to 10 points, and Trump's going to win by a massive landslide because people see this and they're all disgusted. So they've got to stop the election. It's really amazing. Illegal alien from Mexico breaks into Michigan home, sexually assaults two girls under the age of 13. How many stories like this can we see in Joe Biden's America? 25-year-old Miguel Hernandez Ruiz, according to the police, broke into a mobile home near Sturgis, Michigan, and sexually assaulted two sisters under the age of 13. He threatened to kill the girls if they screamed. He used his hands to sexually assault the girls and exposed himself, according to Fox 17. He was hit with multiple charges, including first-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a child under the age of 13 and home invasion. It happened on March 20th. They tracked him down, this wonderful man, Hernandez Ruiz, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and arrested him early this month. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say anymore. I just think all these people should all get together and they should teach Joe Biden a lesson. I don't know what else to say. African illegals complain about free food and free shelter provided by the New York City Council. During an April 16th meeting of New York City Council about the food they were giving, they complained. One woman speaking through an interpreter voiced her complaint that her children cannot eat the food at the shelter. She complained that during Ramadan, a period where Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset, we couldn't eat because when you come back from the breaks, the food is no good at all. They give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out again with your luggage and your kids and find another place. It's very difficult. Let me give you my answer. My buddy says that this show that I do on Real America's Voice each night should not be called the Root Reaction. It should be called the Root Nuclear Reaction, because I go nuclear. If you don't like the food and you don't like the shelter, get the F out of my country. No one asked you to come, and I don't need to pay for you, and I don't need to feed you, and I don't need to shelter you. Live in the streets. Go back to Mexico. Go back to wherever you came from. Go back to your Ramadan, Middle Eastern, Third World, medieval country where you came from. We don't want you in America. Nobody asked for you. Why should I pay for you? Why should any of my fans pay for you? We gotta pay for our own kids. And then you've got all these filthy protesters, these filthy third world low-life scumbags from foreign countries, most of them from the Middle East that should never have been let in the country because nobody vetted them, like Trump would not let people in from a terrorist country. And now they claim Israel was buried Hamas in a mass grave. And we caught him red-handed. Guess what it was? They were all Hamas fighters buried by Hamas in a mass grave. I mean, it's just the enemy tricks stupid moron American protesters all the time. All the time. This show, by the way, sponsored by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. I say it a few times, you remember it. MyPillow.com. Go there. Use the promo code WAR. For Wayne Allyn Root, get up to 80% off. Great spring sale. All your betting needs, MyPillow.com. Promo code WAR.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them WAR sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Of this segment of the show, Energized Health, changed my life. I'll be 63 years old in about 3 months. 13 years ago, I was 50, and I look better now than 13 years ago. I've reversed aged thanks to Energized Health. Forget all these new pills everybody's taking. These pills are just more drugs. They're going to make you sick down the line, very sick. I would not take any of these diet pills. I would not get involved in that stuff. Energized Health is a fat loss program, not a weight loss program, and I've never been fat a day in my life, but it turns out everyone has fat in their inner body. It's called visceral fat, and they don't know they've got it. Andrew Pauls, my producer, he lost 38 pounds of visceral inner body fat when he went on the same program as I did. I lost 25 pounds of fat. He looks like a marathon runner, and he lost 38 pounds of fat, and it changes the way you look. It changes your face, your body. Makes you look completely different, even though you don't lose any weight. I'm the same weight as I was 3.5 years ago when I started this program, but I look completely different. I look younger, and all of it is due to Energized Health. I gained, not only lost 25 pounds of fat, I gained 3 TV shows after the age of 61, unheard of in the history of Hollywood. So check it out, Energized Health. Go to energizedhealth.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 40% off. War is the promo code for Wayne Allyn Root. War or Wayne Allyn Root sent you, and you get literally 40% off. And you can be like Wayne. Be like Wayne. Energizedhealth.com. Anti-Israel mob assembles outside home of Chuck Schumer, and the arrests begin immediately. Of course they do. And by the way, I'm for that. I don't care if it's Chuck Schumer. I don't care if it's a Supreme Court justice. I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care if it's a Jew or a Christian. You can't let mobs of people outside leading politicians' homes. You got to arrest them right away. But why aren't they arrested right away at Columbia University? And Harvard and Yale. You can't allow people to block the business of a university. Students are paying $86,000 a year to go to Columbia and Yale. $86,000 a year. I looked it up. I Googled it. That's what they claim. $86,000 a year. Insanity. And they're telling them we're now moving to online school because it's not safe for a Jewish kid to go to school. I mean, you know, this is, I'm telling you, this is my slogan. Vote for MAGA or Gaza. Which one do you want America to be? MAGA, make America great again, or Gaza? Do you want to become a third world crap hole where you need National Guard to guard Jewish children as they go to school in America? Wow. Or you need a police escort onto the Columbia campus to protect a Jewish professor? Is that sane in your mind? Is that what you think America should be? Don't worry whether it's about Jews. It's not about Jews. After the Jews, they're coming for you. Every Muslim nation, they all hate every radical Muslim nation, every terrorist-supporting Muslim nation. They hate Christians as much or more as they hate Jews. They hate America. They hate Western civilization. They hate women. They hate dogs. Bubba. Bubba's angry now. Bubba, my 100-pound golden doodle, says, I'm not going to let this happen. Not in my country. So, hypocrites of the year. Chuck Schumer, he wants everyone arrested when they're outside his house. But he let them in. He let the border be open. Chuck Schumer, hypocrite of the year. He let the whole Middle East in. And he didn't ask whether they're from a terrorist country. They called Trump a racist and an Islamophobe for saying you can't come from all these Muslim countries. They called it a Muslim travel ban. Trump didn't. Trump called it a travel ban from terrorist countries. He was right again. And a Columbia University professor calls for police escorts for him to get on campus amidst the anti-Israel protests. Why is he the hypocrite of the year? He was a defund the police liberal a few years ago. Now he wants the police to protect him on the campus. Now he sees the value of police. When's he going to see the value of voting Republican? Wow. Really crazy. Situation is unraveling. Protests erupt across all of America's woke campuses, and they're not only anti-Israel, they're pro-Hamas. They say, we are Hamas. Well, guess what? Hamas, in October of 21, was declared a terrorist organization in the United States by the United States of America, in the United States of America. So any student that says, we are Hamas, instantly should be arrested as a domestic terrorist and put on the no-fly zone or kicked out of the country if they have a visa. Kicked out instantly. Wayne Allyn Root will be right back. Great guest coming up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing gratitude to the U.S. for passing the foreign aid package for Ukraine.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
President Biden announced shipments of military aid will start reaching Ukraine within hours. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. A new report can help determine if you are still earning enough to be considered middle class. Smart Asset, a financial site, analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to establish the middle class salary range in all 50 states. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. If you want peace, prepare for war. I am your war. Sponsor J6 is the sponsor, the latest sponsor, the newest sponsor of this show. It's a cause near and dear to my heart. I've become an official January 6th Patriot partner, working with sponsor J6 to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, or as President Trump calls them, hostages. They're being held hostage by the Banana Republic communist dictatorship of the Biden regime. It's up to us to support these brave January 6 patriots. That's why I partnered with sponsor J6. It's a monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the J6ers so that they can pay for their food, clothing, hygiene products, and even phone calls home from prison. They need our help. Please go to sponsorj6.com and make a real difference in the life of a January 6er. And oh, by the way, Jake Lang will be a guest in our show sometime this week. I'm not sure which day yet, but Jake is dying to get on the air with us. He just got out of another month in solitary confinement. He was tortured. He was literally treated the worst ever in four birthdays in prison for doing absolutely nothing at a peaceful protest. He's been in prison for four birthdays. It's sick. And now solitary again, but he says the worst treatment ever, and he can't wait to get on and talk about it. We'll have him on in the next day or so. Barry Hinckley's my guest, the primary drafter of the Declaration of Independence, the great-grandson of Colonel James Barrett, commander of the Minutemen, who engaged the British in 1775 in Concord, Massachusetts. He's a software entrepreneur, former U.S. Senate candidate in Rhode Island. His website, redeclaration.org, redeclaration.org. Barry Hinckley is with us. Barry, does America need a redeclaration of independence? Why?
Good to be with you, Wayne. It's because it's long overdue. I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show, first of all.
Yeah, good to be here with you, Wayne.
So does America need a redeclaration of independence, and why do we need a redeclaration now?
Well, we need one because our founders warned us that we need one. They said they warned us exactly about what's happening right now, that the concentration of power in one government will always lead to tyranny. You see it now. You alluded to it in your description of what's happening to the J6 hostages. And Jefferson even said, you know, we need a revolution every two or three generations, most likely, to keep our liberty. Reagan said it would be a generational fight to keep our liberty, and we're losing our liberty. It's every year it's slipping away, and it's time to redeclare our liberty right now.
I mean, I've understood all that for, 30 years now. And, of course, it's more serious than ever now, but never would I have believed that in the United States of America, they would ask me for a vaccine passport to walk into a restaurant, a bar, a gym, a hair salon. Now, it didn't happen to me personally, by the way. Let me say that, because I live in Las Vegas, and nobody ever asked for vaccine proof in Vegas. But in big liberal cities like New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, they did ask for vaccine passports. They did demand you wear masks. They did force vaccinate you with an experimental vaccine. And now we need National Guard troops to guard Jewish students as they go to college in my alma mater, Columbia University. I never thought I'd see any of this, Barry.
Well, I got a degree in Soviet studies from the 80s. I grew up during the Cold War. My dad was in the Army, and as the Soviet Union was devolving, they had a history of doing really irrational things when things got desperate over there, like declare wars. And sadly, the Cold War for the Soviet Union, ended in our favor. But growing up in that and studying tyranny and how it works, I'll tell you that we are replicating much of what we saw in the old Soviet Union right here, right now. Two-tier justice system, for example. In massive authoritarianism. I mean, we don't have liberty anymore. The left has become almost fascistly, or I would say fascist, quite frankly. Yeah. With their authoritarian moves during COVID, with the two-tier justice system, it's nuts. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and that's why we have to redeclare our independence.
Well, yeah.
From the Washington political empire, quite frankly. That's what we talk about in this document, the Washington political empire.
And
they become an
you,
empire, just like the British.
I want to hear the details of the document in 1 second. I want to get one point out, which is you mentioned that we're becoming like the Soviets and the dying Soviet Empire, but I think we're becoming like 1930s Nazi Germany, and I'm a Jew, and I can say that. We're like Nazi Germany. I'm not comparing us to the Holocaust yet, thank God, yet. But I am comparing us to 1930s when they had the Hitler Youth, and the Hitler Youth were a bunch of thugs who beat up Jews, and that's what's going on right now on Columbia and other campuses around the country. We are becoming very close to recreating Nazi Germany 1930s. Hard to believe.
Well, there's a lot of parallels. The printing of money, like the Weimar Republic, right, and the massive inflation. I believe that the BLM riots and Antifa were the brown shirts in the streets, just like the fascists. And I think you're right, Wayne. We are a lot more like the fascists than we are the communists. They blew through the whole Marxism phase and then moved on to fascism. And the reason we're like fascism is because they control the corporations. The government is collaborating with massive corporations. You saw how the big banks and everyone kowtowed to BLM during the riots. And BLM was just a massive get out the vote movement. There was no benefit for black people in America out of that movement, but they got, millions of dollars.
Well, and also don't leave out the fact that government is colluding with corporations, media, and social media to censor and silence and ban conservatives, which is unbelievable. I never thought that could happen in America. I mean, that one thing you say is okay and something I say is not okay, and we're not going to allow it. Everything I put up gets a warning that it violates community standards. All I do is tell the truth. All right, you're here to talk about this redeclaration of independence. And how will we enforce this redeclaration of independence?
Well, the only way to enforce it is if we, the people, stand up by the millions and force the people we send to Washington, D.C. to become accountable to the 10 tenets. And these are basic. These are not hardcore tenets. I mean, these ones will not get you in trouble, Wayne. Or if they do, we've got a real problem, because I agree with you. We are rolling towards fascism. And these tenets are like balanced budget, term limits, securing the border, securing the elections, leveling the playing field for American labor, ending wokeness in the military. These are not things that are a stretch, and they should pass the 80-20 test. But the only way we're going to make this happen is if people stand up by the millions, sign the Redeclaration of Independence, and force their candidate or their representatives to do the same and become accountable to these tenants while they're in office.
Are there candidates in Congress who have actually signed on to your Redeclaration of Independence? Are there actually sitting congressmen who have signed?
No sitting ones. I ran for U.S. Senate, as you alluded to in your open, and I'll tell you that most politicians won't do anything, sitting politicians, unless they think it'll get them money or get them reelected, which are kind of one and the same. So Bill Clinton once famously said, a politician will never start the parade, but they'll jump out in front with a baton if you do. So we need to start the parade to get them out in front so we can actually start directing what they do.
All right, so in the remaining couple of minutes we've got in the show, go through the 10 tenets of the Redeclaration of Independence.
Well, we've got, first of all, number one is the Constitution is not a living document, and it needs to be interpreted as written. If you want an amendment, if you want to change it, get an amendment as our founders designed. Term limits, balanced budget, leveling the playing field for American labor, securing our elections, securing our borders, ending wokeness in the military, ending the Department of Education, not enforcing UN laws on American people. Those are the tenets.
I actually didn't hear you say energy independence. If you said it, I agree with it.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. I'm going by energy. Yeah, I missed that one. Energy independence. I got nine. I'm going by memory here. I don't have any props in front of me.
Not one we ever should miss, because that's an important one. So, I mean, I love all of them. Honor and enforce the Constitution as written. Yes, agreed. Balanced budget amendment. Yes, agreed. Term limits. Yes, agreed. Secure our elections. Yes, agree. 189%. Open border threatens our sovereignty. Yes, agree. 200%. level playing field for American workers, agree. Enforce American laws, not UN policy on Americans, agree. Energy independence, agree wholeheartedly. End the U.S. Department of Education and political indoctrination of our military. I think you left one out. What about get rid of 86,000 new IRS agents who are here to harass conservatives, Republicans, patriots, and anyone who is a critic of the current administration? How about end the IRS, period? Get rid of energy and education and the IRS. Those three departments should all be gone. That's one to add in the future, my friend.
Well, hopefully by balancing the budget, a lot of these will be administratively terminated because we can't afford all of these three-letter agencies that are causing the tyranny in the first place if we actually spent within our means. You know, I got my start in what I would call constitutional activism in 2006 working for the Fair Tax because I realized the IRS was in our tax code was so busted then. I am all on board with ending the IRS and going for a national retail sales tax because, you know, our government's never been able to collect more than 20% of GDP. So they should just admit it and get on with it.
Right. And what about what just happened? They just passed, what is it, $95 billion in foreign aid, most of it for Ukraine. Insanity. We're totally broke. We're a broke nation. How can we possibly give tens of billions of dollars away to foreign countries, including one, Ukraine, where we know they're stealing the money? I mean, just insanity. We do need a redeclaration of the independence. Thank you, Barry Hinckley. His website is redeclaration.org, redeclaration.org. Great-grandson of Colonel James Barrett, commander of the Minutemen. Thank you, Barry. God bless.
God bless. Thanks, Wayne.
We'll be right back with all the biggest news of the day.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne Amaroot, GotTruthAmerica.com is the sponsor of this segment. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, the former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtrooms in America in Boston at GotTruthAmerica.com. What's the point of GotTruthAmerica? I think it's when you see how bad things are in Boston and you realize it's the same everywhere. Our entire government is corrupt. They're all liars. They're all snakes. They're all thieves. They're all bribed. They're all blackmailed. As bad as Boston is, it's that bad everywhere. As bad as they're treating Trump, they're that bad to everyone. These guys, Nick and Dan, have a $550 million judgment against them, the same kind of judgment Trump has against them, because everyone's out to steal their project, which is the largest data center project in the United States. And when they were guests on my show, Nick talked about his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger. Last May, which means literally 1 year ago, last May, he was in Cannes, France, and there at the pool deck was Whitey Bulger. He's alive and well, Nick says. Again, I'm not here to tell you Nick is telling the truth, but if you go to GotTruthAmerica.com, you will see the photos that, to me, are absolute proof that he's telling the truth and Whitey Bulger is alive. And those photos show Whitey, his girlfriend, and his security detail at the pool. Nobody has guns in Europe. Here's a security detail with Interpol on the back, and they've got guns. And they're guarding Whitey Bulger and his girlfriend. It looks like Whitey, and it looks like his girlfriend. They launched Got Truth America to expose all the deep state shenanigans. And you can check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. GotTruthAmerica.com. On to some big news stories of the day. FBI Director Wray again warns America of a potential terror attack inside our country, not that different from the Contra attack in Russia. And I think in that attack there were like 150 killed and hundreds wounded, 144 left dead, and I believe several hundred wounded. And this is the second time the director of the FBI has told you this is coming. So you can bet it's coming. And nobody's doing anything about it except for Joe Biden, who wants to grant amnesty to over 1 million illegal aliens by executive order ahead of the 2024 election. Again, do I think that some of these people are just thinking, let's kill everyone in America? No. I mean, some undoubtedly do think evil thoughts, but I think Joe Biden, who doesn't think at all, and his master, you know, the guy who's running the country, Barack Obama, and maybe the person who's running Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and the person who's running Obama and Valerie Jarrett, George Soros, and the person, the people who are running George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, just an opinion show, and it's just my opinion, whether they're thinking, let's destroy America, let's bring America down, or just let's bring lots of people in who are going to vote Democrat, and there'll never be another Republican elected. But none of them are thinking about who the people are. Because while they're going to vote Democrat, and while they might get you elected, while you might steal another election, they're going to destroy America by letting the whole Middle East in. Just insanity. And if that isn't bad enough, Joe Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency and giving himself COVID-like powers without congressional approval. So you thought COVID was done and they lost their emergency powers. And by the way, nobody says this. People have such short memories. Last year, about this time in the spring, if my memory serves me, is when it happened, he was about to get spanked, Joe Biden, by the Supreme Court. They were going to tell him, you got to reinstall Title 42 to keep illegals out of the United States. And to stop them from doing that, Joe Biden's people, because never Joe Biden, he's a brain-dead dementia puppy, Bubba's a puppy, Biden is a puppet. And so he's a dementia puppet. And they came up with an idea for dementia puppet Joe Biden. Just end the COVID emergency authorization. You don't have any of those powers anymore, and that automatically gets rid of Title 42. It's gone, and so there is no debate for the Supreme Court because it doesn't exist anymore. And that's what they did, and the Supreme Court let him get away with that, and America let him get away with it. So now he might use executive order to declare a national climate emergency and give him the same kind of powers, dictator powers, he had for COVID. So facing dire polling numbers and a lack of left-wing enthusiasm for his re-election campaign, Joe Biden's considering taking an extreme measure that should send chills down the spines of any American who values liberty. If Biden declares a climate emergency, he would have COVID-like emergency powers. This would include the ability to implement the Socialist Green New Deal, along with up to 130 measures without approval from Congress. Just insanity what's going on in our country. It's not an April Fool's joke. This is real. Bloomberg reports the unchecked powers could be used to curtail crude exports, suspend offshore drilling, curb greenhouse gas emissions. And the Biden regime believes this would enable them to meet climate targets with the stroke of a pen. They would not have to get any sign-off or buy-in from Congress. And they would destroy the American economy, destroy the stock market, destroy the energy business, and destroy our energy independence, which isn't there anymore anyway because of Biden, but now make sure it's gone forever. These are sick people. These are communists and fascists and globalists, and they hate this country and they hate you. I'm Wayne Alaroot. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.